We are coming now to our second distinction that goes to another body of work that is extremely iconoclastic in the extreme, and that is also based on collaboration with, let's say, unexpected specialists, from gastroenterologists to lawyers. Cloaca by Belgian artist Wim Delvoye, that we may not have expected in this context of Ars Electronica. The cloaca, just to make it short, is a series of group of organokinetic installations developed over the last 10 years, and these works are both technically and conceptually masterpieces in our sense of hybrid art on all levels. The objective of cloaca is to duplicate the human digestive or not so human digestive systems with the sole purpose of generating feces. And fed twice daily, these absurd shitting machines consist of a sequence of connected glass receptacles, each containing a specific blend, a specific biochemical composition in which an intestinal microclimate of bacterial flora is maintained, thereby replicating the various stages of digestion at body temperature. But there are many other hybridity factors involved here. Some submissions in general brought our attention to the creation of experience towards artworks in a phenomenological sense through senses beyond image and sound. That means, for example, smell, touch, etc. And by engaging more of our senses, it could be argued also that these works have a strong hybrid nature. And in the end, we also selected cloaca in part for its specific use of olfactation, whereas the small washing machine that is standing in the OK Center, of course, doesn't really fulfill this role, as the latest version that is going to be staged in Luxembourg, and like Wim is going to tell us now, can digest until up to 300 kilos of food a day. So Delvoye has to date produced seven, or are it, is the eighth? Well, you tell me. Eight? Seven? Okay. Produced fully functional revisions to this generative artwork over the last 10 years, and the two most recent ones are to be presented at the end of the month during the big retrospective in Luxembourg that this year is also European Capital of Culture. So please welcome Wim Delvoye.
Hello. And this is the first machine I made in 2000. It took me 8 years because I didn't really believe it was possible. And every time I consulted a scientist, they were telling me, no, it's not possible. So I went on and off. And then I got invited in 2000 in Antwerp in a museum. And I got enough money to make this first machine. First machine looks a little bit bricolage. It's cloaca. Now we call it Cloaca Original, because we later on made better machines. So here you see I used a lot of laboratory material, magnetic stirrers, peristaltic pumps. This is cloaca in another context. It's in Düsseldorf, where you see also my interest in religion. So it's also about sacrifice. You give food to the machine, but the machine is like a god. It's like the Wizard of Oz, a machine who rules. Also the idea of ascension. You go on a staircase to sacrifice food. And this is then also what we sell. We never sold a machine because the maintenance is so high. We don't want to sell a machine. But we, of course, it's like a goose who makes golden eggs. We sell the feces. And we put it on the internet, and we sold many of them. And then we took the rest of the feces, and we put it into a company. And we made the capital of the company 100 kilo of feces. So this is the second logo. From the very beginning, I had the idea not to give my artwork titles, but to give my machines a brand name, a brand, a logo. a real corporate identity. So this is the second machine called Cloaca, new and improved. The second one is much more professional. It's the same principle. We have six organs. The first one is a stomach. The second and the third one are the bowels. And the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth one are the colon, which are more or less like, it's logical. It's like you read it from the left to the right. It has a time, a linear frame, and it transports the food from one function to another, just like in our body. This machine and the first machine have a capacity between 200 and 400 grams output, which is about what the same capacity as a human being. It's very, it has a Promethean aspect. It's like a Frankenstein. It doesn't work so well as we do it. Even people who didn't go to school are making feces better than our machine. This is an X-ray of the machine. We X-rayed our machine like it would be a normal human body. Of course, the X-ray machines are very small, and we found in Rotterdam a very, very special machine to find guns and bombs in containers before they are shipped to the United States. So they have a huge X-ray machine, 25 meters long, 5 meters high, and we contacted the customs. We went with our ship machine. Ship machine was eating and excreting while it went through the X-ray machine. Here you see the result. It's the inner workings of the body. And we also, from the very beginning, we decided to be aesthetically indifferent. It's an art piece, but we are not interested in the color, in the size, in the shape. If, for example, tomorrow something is broken and we need a new element, but here the elements would be green, we don't care. It would be green. So on every exhibition you see the machines becoming slightly different. They get restored or they get changed or we improve them. This is Coca-Cola contacted me to work together on a project. But they didn't know that I used the letters of Coca-Cola. That was independent from it, so I then proposed my logo, and for an entire week they published the Coca-Cola can like that. This is the third machine, which has a much more hard rock aspect. It's like a machine with an enormous capacity. We replaced the reactors by washing machines, who are turbines, who move. So we save on magnetic stirrers. The peristaltic pumps are changed into normal pumps and special mud pumps. And we increased our capacity without increasing the size. I think this machine is like 50 times stronger than the first and the second. So this is our brain. You see the computer. Takes a lot of computer work to. It also has IT connection. So, for example, when we show it in a museum and the director, it's his birthday, and I'm in another country, I take my mobile and I just SMS the machine and I give the machine some diarrhea with changing some parameters. This is in Italy. Again, there's religious connotation. It's all about sacrificing, wasting. It's also about wasting as much money and food as possible. In total, including this one, we did 13 museum shows with Cloaca. We never worked with galleries. We don't want to sell the machines. This is Cloaca number 4. Cloaca number 4 is the same principle as Turbo, but it's vertical. It gives it an anthropomorphic aspect, but it also gives it like a totem-like, godlike aspect. It's like something to kneel for. This is called Cloaca 4. Cloaca Quattro still has a big capacity, a little bit less than the turbo, but he's much smaller. So now I'm starting to get interested in reducing the size of the machine. We also, each machine has another way of resorbing water, which seems to us like the most difficult thing of the gastrointestinal system. It's, you have all the food already in your colon. I'm sorry, I touched something. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's back again. It's okay, it's back again.
Oh, it's back. And so here we're resorbing water with an Archimedean screw in a filter, in a cylinder filter. And the shit gets squeezed out of this cylinder. But earlier we used disposable filters, or we did freeze drying. So there's a lot of different ways of resorbing the water. Cloaca number 5. Basically, it's my only interest is making shit. This is in Taiwan. Our first, we call it the third world cloaca because it doesn't get broken. It's a really good machine. It's very easy, and even the guards of museums cannot really mess with it. They cannot break it, and it is very simple to mount up. An earlier machine took more than a week to set up. This machine takes 2-3 days. I mean, basically, you have to set up the bacteria, contaminate the machine, and that takes time. All the rest is now getting really easy. You see also a conveyor belt who continuously squeezes out the feces. Sometimes it turns around and then you have the feces in a circle. Sometimes it goes like this, then you have it long. This is the personal cloaca, which is smaller, is like for you, it's for the home. It's the one we have here. When we were taking pictures, this machine wasn't completely finished in the backside, so we only have pictures of the front side, I presume. And this, I have been working for 8 years on this machine. This would be my best machine. It's the super cloaca. This machine has an output capacity of 80 kilo of shit a day, which takes about 300 kilos of food. Means you need 6-7 people to continuously feed it. All machines from the mouth to the anus have no human intervention. But the funny thing of this machine is you see like 30 humans constantly cleaning the machine, constantly putting the shit into bags, putting it in the fridge, bringing new food. We also in contact with companies, spaghetti companies, cookies, chocolate, anything. It's completely in stainless steel. We also have plans in the United States to move our company to the United States, where we get tax exemption if we are called a church. So not anymore a company. Because there are more than 100 churches in the United States who don't pay taxes because they are so-called religion thing. So now we have 2 lawyers working for us to make ourselves into a church, the Cloaca Church. And we hope that we would have a lot of followers in the United States. And we already are looking at some lands to make our temple. And then in a ceremonial way, we would bring the super cloaca to our temple. We also know a company. This is our convertible bond. We did a couple of years ago. So the feces, after we sold enough and we could prove that our feces were indeed that much valuable, so we went to the people in place who decide about companies and so on. And we got a permit to be a company without money. We just brought in the feces as a capital. And then afterwards, we made a convertible bond so people could invest in an art piece, an edition, a bond, but in a way this is like an art piece with a real value, a real fundamental monetary value behind it. This is my last slide. This is a BVI company. So not to pay taxes in Belgium on our shit making, we also decided to go offshore. So we went to the British Virgin Islands, and we set up our BVI company called, with the same name, Cloaca. And these are our shares to invest in our machines, our activities. I think that was the last. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Wim, to be here. And thanks for giving us an outlook for the two machines to come, and that people interested in it can see at the Luxembourg retrospective that is starting at the end of September 30th. That's right, 29, Luxembourg Casino Forum d'Art Contemporain. Just because, I mean, everybody's been very much impressed by the difficult kind of skills that the project, the long-term project involves, from lawyers that are advising you in how to set the economic conditions to go to have this bonds being speculated on the stock market, how to set up a BVA, a British Virgin Islands company. But you all have this kind of layers, this layers of cultural meanings, which in a certain sense abolishes dualisms. And there's a high value in this, maybe in this piece, is in that it establishes a kind of washing machine of all dualisms at stake. It's going from the excrement to the sacrament, and the vector is the vector of transubstantiation. You have the washing machines, and the washing machines are interesting because you use the same enzymes that the proteases that are having our washing powders, and here in yours you are producing shit with the same enzyme that are contained in our washing powders. So can you just maybe pick up on this idea of breaking down dualisms, because this is probably one of the cultural layers?
So it's more like a corporatism. It's all about bringing lots of jobs together without making a differentiation. You have plumbers, you have welders, and at the same time you have biotechnicians. And for me, the welders and the plumbers are as important as the biotechnicians, if not more. So then all of a sudden the lawyers become craftsmen, because it's very difficult to set up a company with thesis as a capital. So they have to do a lot of letters, and they have to know the laws. So it's all like you are playing with the social fiber of a society, and the shit keeps the guarantee that you are an artist, because you somehow will never be really successful in the real world. You're never going to be like Microsoft, or you're just like playing. It's like you're a child and you're doing like the grown-ups, but the shit is the guarantee that you will never be really successful.
It's also an artwork that very often, I mean, in new media art, it's not about the newest, but about questioning technologies that in a certain way are new and that shape new realities for our new lives. Here you go back very, very far away. I mean, you can see this piece as a kind of, you're feeling in the missing link for the Vocassons canard mécanique, the mechanical duck, which could digest grains and shit, but it was all fake. And in the automata area and era, all the mechanisms were hidden away, and you make it transparent. So you are going back to very, very far away art history. You are eating up Manzoni's shit. You are digesting art history in a certain way. So you are not only about the display of new technologies, but you link it to very, very ancient preoccupations. Do you use these techniques, but in the same way, you do not put really emphasis on how it is made?
Yeah, I'm not coming from electronics, nor do I come from computers. So my basic idea was first the necessity to make thesis, and then later on I got to meet always the right jobs. I met them nearly through the Yellow Pages, and that was my job, to bring all these jobs together. I have very, very little interest in computers or something.
So you're claiming to be a Yellow Page artist, and that makes you maybe your brand? To be
yes, here. Yes. I'm an entrepreneur, in a way.
Okay. Well, thanks for the business, man, Wim Delbrun.